The UN Security Council members discussed Israel's military actions and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza with some spirited and passionate debate and accusations, mostly in the form of Israel and the United States versus the rest of the world. The meeting kicked off with a briefing by Mohammed Khaled Khairi, Assistant Secretary General for the Middle East, Asia, and the Pacific. He said it's long past time for the fighting to end, for hostages to return home, for humanitarian aid, and for recovery and reconstruction.
While talks are ongoing, the horrific situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate, with Israeli military operations and hostilities expanding throughout the strip and the human toll mounting by the hour. This nightmare of historic proportions must end immediately.
Next to speak was the permanent representative of the Observer State of Palestine, who opened his remarks by telling of some of the 15 people who have starved to death in the last 24 hours. He says Israel is trying to turn Gaza into a land without people through genocide and ethnic cleansing.
But make no mistake, the real target is the 2 million Palestinians who remain in Gaza. For Israel, their destruction is required for its scheme to take over the land.
He asked the Security Council, what do we tell the people of Gaza? Should we read them strong statements or resolutions adopted by the UN?
Red lines are useless if they can be crossed over and over again without consequences. Rules are worthless if we are not willing to sanction their breacher. Words are meaningless if they are not followed by action. We need you to act, and act now.
Israel's permanent representative took a quite different approach.
For Hamas, the suffering of its own people is their greatest weapon. The longer the misery continues, the longer they can feed it into their propaganda machine.
He blasted the UN as biased, taking particular aim at the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, and he boasted of Israel's humanitarian aid in Gaza.
In other words, we are doing the work of the United Nations. While Israel dismantles terror networks and protects innocent lives, what does the UN do? It clings to its political agenda. It protects its bias. It defends the agencies that have long abandoned neutrality.
The representative of Pakistan, who also chaired the meeting, called the Palestine question a litmus test for the credibility of the UN Security Council and for the integrity of international law.
What we have witnessed in Gaza for the last 22 months is not just a humanitarian catastrophe, but a collapse of humanity itself. Gaza has become a graveyard for innocent lives as well as for the international law, particularly the international humanitarian law.
Amid all the debate and accusations, the representatives of Palestine and Israel seemed to agree on one thing. The world is watching. The question now is, what is the world going to do? Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.